another episode of our podcast series, Thinking
Outside the Box.
Yes, we're so excited. And as you can see, I love St. Patrick's Day in March, and that's what we're celebrating this month. Not sure if the podcast will come out after St. Patrick's Day, but I don't care. We're still celebrating it. And I've got a special guest here, Kevin Figg. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Jill. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for being on the show.
Of course.
So nice to have you. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So I live here in Scottsbluff.
Great.
I work in the professional center on campus. Married. My wife, Angela, and I have two kids. I have a 16-year-old son named Cameron.
Hey.
I have a 14-year-old daughter who is an eighth grader. Her name is Layla. And we have two big boxer dogs, Wilson and Alice.
Ooh.
So wow. Had a lot of fun. Yeah. Let's see. I serve on two community groups here in the Panhandle. And I started with Pie Valley Companies in 2018. So this summer will be 7 years.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Good for you.
Thank you.
And two teenagers. That's exciting. That's fun.
Keeps us busy.
That does keep you busy. Well, good. So we're going to get started. Because we're doing our fun March thing, I thought we should find out what our leprechaun names are. That way, if we want to switch names. So this is how we're going to do this. The first letter of your name, so Kevin. So K is fighting. And what's your birth month, Kevin?
February.
So fighting mixed spud. High five, mixed spud. Okay. So I'm Jill, so J, daffodil, and I'm February 2, so I'm daffodil mixed spud.
The fighting mixed spuds.
And daffodil mixed spud. And then Nick, who's filming us, so Nick, let's see, he's thunderous, and he's in November, so thunderous dancing feet. Okay, thunderous dancing feet. Ready to film this today? Okay, and our drink today is we're doing a green shamrock milkshake.
Nice.
Okay, so this is our drink today. So first we're going to try it and see what you think. So
cheers.
Green cheers. I'm excited to try it.
Pretty good.
It is pretty good.
Oh, very good.
So, you know, it's a fun day to have a milkshake. Today was negative 14 here in Scottsbluff. I looked at Shadden's forecast. It was negative 30. So
what better time for ice cream?
For ice cream. what is in this? So if you want to ask me later, is vanilla ice cream, milk, mint extract, basically green food coloring, chocolate syrup, whipped cream, and green colored sugar. That's it. And if you want to make it a cocktail, you would just add Bailey's and some vanilla vodka. So, okay. I will get your rating later.
Okay.
Let's get started with the questions. Okay. Let's talk investment. So investment products and services. What does our investment team offer here? That's what my first question.
Okay, sure. So we are Platte Valley Company's employees.
Yes.
But we trade all of our securities through our broker-dealer, a company called Raymond James. So Raymond James is a large investment firm from they're in Florida in the Tampa Bay area.
Okay.
A town called St. Petersburg. Great company. I've been with Platte Valley Investment Center since the beginning. Only ever had one relationship. So very long-term relationship. Their culture and their sort of focus on customer first is very similar to Platte Valley Companies.
Yes.
And so I think that's why it's such a good fit. What we do here, we help individuals, families, organizations, many different groups. We help them as they acquire, grow, or try to preserve wealth. So we do that through financial planning, retirement income planning, and then also investment management. So some of the products that we utilize are stocks, bonds, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, annuities. We also have managed portfolios. We have a lot of investment management professionals at Raymond James that will put together a portfolio for just about any kind of objective that a client might have.
That's wonderful services right there.
Yeah.
What are the fundamental principles of investing that every employee should understand?
Sure. I think they should understand why they're investing, how long they plan to invest for, and then how much of a sort of tolerance for risk they may have. We try to focus in our office on long-term investing. We work with people to try and understand what their goals are, what their time frame is, those types of things. And then we put them in a strategy that has that appropriate level of risk so that that way they will stay invested over different market conditions. We don't try to time the market, or you know, we can't do those types of things. So we stick to our fundamentals, long-term, prudent investing, and we try and put our clients' needs ahead of ours.
That's great. And so as an employee, like, it's hard to know sometimes, like, when, like, whether I was 20, 40, 60, when should I come see, for example?
All of the above.
All of the above. Just yeah. Come see you and get a plan.
Yeah, we do. We have clients who are just starting out, up until people that have been in retirement for many, many years. We try and work with their families as well, sort of that next generation, because some of our clients are up there in age. Yeah. But yeah, there's really no bad time to utilize our services. It's just what our advice might look different for people at different age groups.
That's great. Yeah, I appreciate that advice. Okay, so what are some things that we should be thinking about to become retirement ready? Not when we're 55, we start thinking about it, but you know, earlier, like what should we start doing?
Sure. Understand as best you can what your expenses will look like in retirement. And would also ask people to consider what their goals are in retirement. Some people, it's important that they travel. Some people may want to work part-time. Some people may want to volunteer or do something like that. But we want to lay those things out. We tell people to be mindful of your debt. We don't want to approach or enter retirement if we don't have, we carry a lot of debt. Some of our larger assets, like a home or a loan, if we can get those things paid down, will be helpful. We take advantage of extra savings opportunity as people get a little older. They're allowed to put more back than they normally do. So we want them to take advantage of that. And then regardless of what stage you're in, as an associate here at Platte Valley, we encourage you to participate in our retirement plan. We have a great plan.
Yes.
We're not the advisors on it, but we're participants. And we see a lot of plans. So we know that the Platte Valley plan is a good one. We have a very generous match. We have the opportunity to hold some ESOP stock shares. And so that's a great plan. We think that it's important that people, something that people don't think about, but we want them to contemplate what's their purpose in retirement. Mm-hmm. We put a lot of focus on the financial portion, which is very important to us.
Yes.
But we also find sometimes people don't know what to do with their time once you reach there. So putting some thought and being intentional with what am I going to do when I reach that milestone in retirement?
Yeah.
How am I going to fill my time?
I think those are great tips.
Yeah. So we have, through Raymond James, we have a tremendous tool that's called GPM. It's Goal Planning and Monitoring.
Okay.
And so what that does, that tool helps us to create goals for people, mm-hmm. identify what some of their worries are.
Yeah.
We gather their identify the resources. So what assets do they have currently?
Yeah.
What income sources are they going to have in retirement? What investments they have currently? What future investments they may have?
Mm-hmm.
And then we can put those through a series of tests to develop a likelihood of success in retirement. So that's something that our office uses with people a lot. And we encourage any of our associates that want to go through that to reach out to us because it's a great tool.
Jeez, I love that.
Yeah.
I think everyone should go see. Just I don't know. That's a great plan. I do like that tool. My next question, or what are some cues that employees should listen to if they want to potentially send a customer direction?
Sure. If people are mentioning retirement, if you have any customers that are talking about that, inheritance, mm-hmm. birth of a new baby, if you know somebody that won the Powerball, give them my card.
And mine.
Yes. But maybe someone comes in with a check to deposit at one of our locations from another broker-dealer or investment firm. Yeah. Maybe someone mentions they're receiving a settlement. Sometimes we hear people are selling a business or a major asset, a property, something like that, that we can be of help there. And then maybe if anybody has overly high checking balance, things like that. So we're happy to help with those. Any of those are good cues to mention your friends at the investment center. So our
great
promise to our fellow associates is that we would always respect their relationship as they make a referral, and we treat those people with kindness and respect just as they would. So
yeah,
it's we're not a high pressure sale where we want to make them feel welcome and educate them. And
right, we're doing what's best for the customer. Sounds like you are. I love it. That's great. Okay, next question for you. If a customer isn't on the main campus, since a lot of the team is, how do they know what office they should refer a potential customer to?
Sure. I think the best place to start is just at our main location.
Okay.
And then we can pass that on to the right advisor for the right market.
Okay.
Obviously, if they're in a certain market and they know who they're working with, great, but always just contact us at the main line.
Okay.
And we'll get that person matched up.
Okay. That sounds perfect. Okay, anything else you want to add to today's podcast before we start wrapping it up?
No, I'd say thank you for having me, and thank you for the Shamrock Shake. I guess I would add that sometimes people can feel intimidated by investing, and they have a lot of questions. You have a great resource in all of us here as Platte Valley Associates, that it's a real easy way to attempt to approach somebody that you already feel comfortable with to ask this question. So please don't feel that we would love to talk to you about any questions you have.
And I kind of agree with that. I think sometimes people feel like, first, I've got to get my ducks in a row before I go talk to anyone. Mm-hmm. And then they don't get their ducks in a row, and then they don't go talk to anyone.
Yep.
So it's better to go get that advice and start putting a plan in place. Right?
I agree.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, great tips today. Such a great job. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're going to do the fun question, and then we're going to rate the drink. Okay. Great. Kevin, let's put you on the spot. Answer the fun question, and then I will too.
Hey.
Okay. The question is, if you could ask your future self one question, what would it be?
Self.
That's a hard question.
That is it. Ask my future self, why did you ever agree to do this?
Oh, man.
I think I would just ask myself, did you spend as much time with your family and loved ones as you could and didn't have any regrets?
That's good.
And hopefully that answer would be yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think mine's similar. Like some stuff I've done now, I'm just like, oh, I wish I would have had more time with my kids, mm-hmm. you know, those type of things. So, okay. All right. What are we rating the drink? One is horrible. Five is fantastic. Three is kind of in the middle.
I'm
stir it up a little.
Okay.
Take a drink again. What are we having?
Strong four.
Yeah. I think it's strong four too. It's pretty good. Yep. Okay.
I like it.
I like it too. Okay. Well, thanks everyone for watching today. Please reach out to this awesome investment team if you have questions for yourself or for other customers if you want to refer them. Thanks, Kevin, for being on the show. Fantastic job. Cheers. Yeah. Thank you.
Cheers. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.